Welcome to this month's first teaching around our path and our purpose. So I really feel that this topic is a lovely follow-on from the manifesting energy we tapped into last month, where we realize that the source of everything we wish to create actually exists within us, and we can bring that energy through us and out of us. So as we move on to focusing on what our path is and on what our purpose is, this can really help us to create newer energy that we wish when we deal with both of these. Over our lifetime, we will question if we're on the right path. We will question, are we being brought in the right direction by life or by ourselves? And we'll also question what our purpose is. And I think something that can happen a lot is that our purpose actually changes and it alters. We can move towards something we feel very purposeful about for a particular period of time in our life that could be short or could be quite significant. And as we evolve and grow and learn more about ourselves, and as life around us begins to change, our wants and our values can also shift, which then has a direct impact on what our purpose feels. And I think sometimes that when we've been doing things in our life that have felt purposeful, or even if we've been doing things that haven't felt purposeful, and we feel like something is pulling us in a new direction, we can start to get very confused and feel like we're not sure what we should be doing at all or how we should be living our life at all, because we may question whether our purpose should change or is it okay for it to go in different directions. And it absolutely is. And I think that's the first thing to say, that your purpose, the foundation of you and who you are, will always be there. But the purpose, the elements of your purpose, can definitely alter over the course of your life. And that then means that the course of the path of your life is going to alter as well, because as we do things in a different way or live in a different way, it shifts the direction that we take ourselves. So what I think would be a great start for you this month is to kind of think about your path in life. You can literally draw out a road if you wanted to, and imagine that that's the path of your life to this point, from when you were born to where you are at this age now. And you can mark out on that like the significant events that have happened to you over your lifetime that have shaped who you are. Maybe you could do that in one color, and then in a different color you could start to map out the times in your life where you have felt really connected to yourself and really connected to what you were doing in your life at that time. And then you might, in a different color, mark out the times that you felt, say, out of alignment, or you didn't feel you were living your purpose, and also maybe you were feeling a bit confused. Now, I've actually never drawn out something like this. It's just as I was talking, that image came to mind, but I definitely am going to do that now, because I think that that will be a really good way of getting a clear idea that we forget the experiences of our life and we forget how things shape us and change us. And we also get so caught up in the pressures of life that we forget about everything we have done, everything we've achieved, everything we've come through. And a lot of our external experiences that affect us internally have an impact on our path. At this moment in time, you could be feeling a little bit stuck and you might be wondering why. You know, and our life goes in cycles where we do go through these kind of why am I here moments. And you might be in one of those right now. Or you might be at a place where you're like, I'm so ready to get going and to get moving and I want my path to really expand now. Or maybe you're in that expanded place and you're looking at what direction you want to keep going in. And by probably doing that little exercise I was talking about, I think it would really help you to understand perhaps why you are where you are maybe right now. And good, bad or indifferent, it's really good to see kind of what's come before, because we, you know, when we wake up one day and we feel a bit off, it's not something to do with maybe just where we are right then. It can be months or years of stuff behind ourselves. And then what you could do is you could draw a path out of that. Like, imagine, like, you know, the yellow brick road or something that's really expanded and really great. And even mark out on that how you'd like to feel, or the direction you'd like to go in, or the ideas or goals that you have for yourself could be really, really good. But I suppose our life's path, you know, some people believe that every step of our life is predestined for us. And I think the only thing on that long path that's, you know, absolutely set in stone is your birth and your death. And an energy, definitely, or a theme, if you want to say, of the things that you're going to go through in your life. Not the exact situations. They're definitely not panned out for us. But you may come in with perhaps a life experience of not feeling good enough, and you spend your life trying to feel good enough. You may come in and have difficulty around finances, difficulty around work, difficulty around relationships. And these are things that you have to learn and grow from. But actually, as we start to get older and we start to understand our path more and understand ourselves more, we actually have more choice then in knowing, okay, well, that triggers me, or that puts me in a difficult space, or that doesn't make me feel great, or I don't have to repeat that thought process or pattern anymore, or I can go for exactly what I want. I can align with who I am. I can live from that space. And as you do that, the path, it starts to get a little bit easier. Not that stress doesn't come up or anything, but it's just when we understand ourselves and we acknowledge ourselves a lot, we have the ability to heal a lot more in our lives. So things that may have stressed you before will, like to a greater extent, will now just stress you a little bit, or maybe not at all. So this is how we can really move with the energy. And then when we, you know, take what we learned over the last month and even the month before that and the month before that, with our expansion energy and our intuition and our manifesting energy, all of these things that we hold within us. Imagine, like, we hold all of those things within ourselves, that we can bring those out to keep that path running a little bit more smoothly. Things are going to come up that are difficult, that are stressful, you know, death, illness, sickness in people that we love, even in our own life, all of that kind of thing. But as we are connected to ourselves on our own path, we can move through those things a little bit more easier. It doesn't mean it wouldn't affect you, but it mightn't have an impact where it would stop your path. And that's an interesting thing to look at as well, like maybe moments on your path that you've been stalled and how long those periods of stalling were for. And then we look at our purpose. And our purpose is such a really big thing. I remember years ago, God, it's probably about 8 years ago, I did a talk at the Mind, Body, Spirit. So for any of you that lived in Ireland, that live in Ireland, we have this really big 3-day event called Mind, Body, Spirit. And I think it stopped running years ago, but it was just fantastic. There were so many talks at it, but I did a talk and it was actually around our purpose. And somebody said, but how do you know what your purpose is? And I remember thinking, it's actually, like, our purpose is so personalized and individual, and I don't think there's probably a sentence that can describe it. But to me, and again, I might not be right in this, it's about something that makes you feel alive, something that makes you feel really passionate, something that makes you feel like kind of drawn to it. You don't even know why. There you mightn't even have experience around it, but you feel like a draw to it that brings a joy in and a happiness in when you're involved in doing it. And it's important that when we engage in things that are a purpose, and that can be, so some people associate their purpose a lot with work, why I'm here and what I'm meant to do, particularly those people working in, you know, jobs that feel like they have like a greater purpose. You know, you could be an administrator in a hospital and know that the work that you're doing is helping so many patients. You could be working in a bank, and your purpose is to help give people a really good banking experience. Like, it can be whatever makes you feel really drawn to making something better, to making something good. And in the process, and this is really important because it's not just about serving the world, is that you also feel really, really good in doing all of that. Some people are born and they know what their purpose is straight away. They might want to be like a vet, or work with animals, or work with children, or work with people who are deprived, and they just have this calling for that. Others, you know, like myself, we kind of are unsure where that meandering path is going. However, there is always like an undercurrent of what energy is there. So for myself, when I was in school, I was like, I want to be a primary school teacher. I love kids, blah, blah, blah. Didn't get enough points for that. So I ended up doing Montessori teaching, and I was like, yeah, no. Teaching kids is definitely not for me. And I moved on and I did my degree then in commerce, and like completely the other side of things. And actually when I was there, I loved it. I didn't do like business subjects or anything like that in school. I did like music and all that. the more gentler kind of things. And I went into commerce. I absolutely loved all the subjects. I found it quite easy and got a job in the bank after that. But when I was in college, I also got to do law as one of my classes, and I loved that even more. So I worked in the bank, and then I moved into doing into a law firm, and I started doing my lawyer entrance exams. And I loved that. And I felt like, well, this is a place I could really make a difference. So the undercurrent all the time there was I want to help people. So first of all, I wanted to help kids. Moving into banking, I actually felt I wanted to help people in that way around their banking, whatever services and what I was going to do there. But when I got into law, I really felt like I could do something. But I then ended up working in property law and corporate law. And obviously, they're very, very different. So I decided to go then and do my certificate in family law, because my boss at the time was like, you've got really soft skills, like, you know, you'd be really good at helping people on that level. And I did that. And I just couldn't. Nothing was just feeling right, even though I was trying to bring myself in the right direction. But I had always done tarot and meditation, because that's where my interest lay. And I had started my own business while I was started my business, working full time and studying as well. And I just always felt really drawn to this. And then I just one day made the decision to leave. And I started working in this area. And I really felt the calling to that. And I really felt the pull to that. But sometimes what our purpose is doesn't always feel easy. You know, then I had to go and try and create a business. I left work in 2010. So I'm 12 years doing this, you know, and it definitely has been stressful and has had its ups and downs. I've lost my purpose along the way. I felt my purpose was burdensome for quite a long time, particularly with just doing tarot. You know, there was a lot that has gone on through it. And what I used to always hear is, I didn't always want to do tarot full time. I wanted to do actually the work I'm doing right now, and it took years to get there. But it's about following and listening to yourself. And I wouldn't have listened to myself along the way, because I would have I can't do that for financial reasons, I can't do that for what are other people going to think, etc, etc. So you might be on that path, and I'm sharing that with you to say that's the meandering road of where we go if we feel our purpose is around something to do with what we're doing as part of our living. For others, your purpose can be to be a parent. And that's a big one for people. You know, the desire to be a parent or have a child or have children in your life. And that can be really, really big and such a beautiful experience to be a parent. And so for those of you who are mothers or wanting to be mothers or go soon to be mothers, you know that that's a really bringing children into the world and helping them create their own little lives and everything. That's also really big. And that can give people so much joy. It doesn't mean it's easy, though. And I think that's the thing with all of our purposes. It doesn't mean that they're always going to be easy, by the way. And sometimes our greatest challenges are connected to our purpose. Because to really get on the path of what our purpose is and what we allow ourselves to be really drawn to pushes us to have to delve into our clearing our inner resistance or feeling good enough for things and allowing ourselves to say, do you know what, that's actually the direction I want to go. And we are all stuck in a loop, myself included, at times where we have to think about our mortgages, finances. If you have kids, you have to think about them, your partners. You know, it's not just as simple as oh yeah, I'm going to follow my purpose today and I'm going to run off down the road there now and not think about anything. But what I would say is, if you feel like you're drawn to something, I know one of my clients years ago really wanted to work with, she worked in IT, but she loved animals and that's really what she wanted to do. And she got, you know, spoke a lot about knowing that that's what her purpose was. So I was saying to her, but start, you know, she could foster animals, she could volunteer with a sanctuary or with a vet or, you know, something like that, so that we bring pieces of our purpose into our life and that we allow ourselves to delve into that a little bit more. I have another friend as well who I just met recently who's really, really into the environment. And she has her own little allotment and she grows her own food and all of that. And she also works in IT, interestingly enough. And she has over the last few years gone and done all of these things and did a little local course and became involved in a local organization and all of that. to the point now where she's, after that's probably 5 or 6 years, she's taken the leap now and she's leaving work for a year to go and do a year course, which will hopefully get her to be able to work in the area. But, you know, she had to save for that. She had to do all of these different things, but she's got there. So it doesn't mean it'll happen straight away. It doesn't mean the path. So our path and our purpose are like two things going on parallel. They're going on at the same time because our path is taking us in the direction of where our purpose is. But it, you know, it can bring some challenges. But then if we look at what I spoke about earlier, the manifesting energy we hold within ourselves, the intuitive voice that we have, the expansive energy that we actually live in and the connection to our soul, that makes the path a little bit more easier should we choose to tap into that, or should we choose to listen to ourselves a bit more. And as my husband always says to me, there's always a solution to things. But I think what I definitely started to do, particularly when I started It's Time For Me, was I asked myself what I really, really wanted, not what I was able to do, what I really wanted to do. And I wondered how I could get myself there. Now, I didn't think it was going to probably take, you know, 4 or 5 years to get there. But it did. And that's because I couldn't just shift out of one thing straight into another. I was going to have to take time to develop something. And I think that's also another key piece, is the sticking to something and the commitment to something. When, you know, particularly anybody, I know a lot of you in this membership are trying to work, either work for yourselves in this area or want to work in this area. And you can be like, how can I get from my day job or the business that I have now into working here? And it seems like quite a long stretch, or, you know, a big movement. You do get there, but it just, as somebody who's on the flip side of that, and that can be like anything, even if you're trying to move from working in IT to going into nursing, it doesn't matter what it is. Or maybe you're working full time and you want to have children, and or you want to like do more with your family, you know, maybe you want to be more involved in something else other than work. The transition pieces are often the most challenging, because it's our mind telling us we can't do it, but it's also the limitations of the reality piece around finances and all of that. But if you stick with something and you keep your purpose and you keep your vision in mind, you will get there. And, you know, being honest, if I had allowed myself to do that more often throughout the last kind of it's 6 years since I created It's Time For Me, I probably would have got there a lot faster, to be honest, because I kept stopping and starting in terms of, oh my God, like I can't, you know, I can't give all my attention here, I can't give my attention there. And in 2021, January 2021, I decided to stop tarot reading altogether and focus on It's Time For Me. And I actually didn't know how I was going to replace my income from reading full time to just focusing on It's Time For Me. But It's Time For Me had grown so much, it needed full-time attention. And I did that. And I'm not joking. I buried my cards in the garden. For some of you who are clients of mine, you know that. Buried my cards in the garden outside. And I just said, okay, here I go. Let's see what happens. And my idea was, I'll just keep growing It's Time For Me. But actually, I grew It's Time For Me. And now I have It's Time For Spirituality, which is amazing. But I also got an opportunity to create a wellness program for the 5 children's hospitals in Ireland for some departments of their staff. And that came when I put the cards away. And when that finished, actually, I took my cards back out. And I was like, I went back to reading a little bit. And then I got to that point of, I don't really want to do this full time, but I want to use the tarot because I feel like it's very helpful and something that I'm very connected with. And that's how It's Time For Spirituality was born. Because I still wanted to do the tarot and help people in that way, but not do it in the same way. So we meander, like I say, and we get our ideas, and things evolve as we follow the path. But the most important thing is following the path. And the path is the path that feels good to you, that feels aligned to you. And the path is that part of listening to what you want for yourself, even if it's going to be hard, because sometimes along there will be bumps along the way, but it gets you there. So another really long teaching today, but I hope that helps you, and I look forward to connecting with you next week around this.